Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this one off with Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. We had some good news, and Stephen, of course, was used as an example because he is an excellent example for this particular topic. Tell me what's going on, Stephen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Well, 3 days ago, four days ago, a federal judge in California overturned the California assault weapons ban. Now, when he did that, he also allowed them 10 days to appeal it, and obviously California appealed it. But now it goes on to a Ninth Circuit three-judge panel, and if they keep the appeal or keep the overturn, we expect it to be brought up to the full Ninth Circuit, and vice versa, if they overturn the appeal, then we will appeal it to the Ninth Circuit. So it isn't over yet, but in this judge's opinion and his writing on page 69 of his opinion, he used my name, Stephen Williford, and Sutherland Springs as a reason that he was overturning California's assault weapons ban, because I used my, if you will, by their terms, assault weapon, and I call it a modern sporting rifle. Any semi-automatic rifle could be considered whatever they considered an assault weapon, but it's a modern sporting rifle. I used mine to defend my community, and the judge, rightfully so, especially with using the latest Supreme Court finding on the Second Amendment, Bruin, historical data, that he overturned the assault weapons ban in California. And this is moving forward. And make no mistake, if it moves forward and it goes all the way to the Supreme Court and they overturn the California assault weapons ban, it will absolutely have a ripple effect throughout the whole nation, because that means that Illinois and all these other states that have banned assault weapons, it automatically gets overturned.
I've noticed people are already talking about Washington State. Washington State, I think Maryland has one. Illinois has one. I think
we're finding the one in Illinois right now.
Yeah. So the ripple effect on this one now, and now see, this is the thing about Gun Owners of America. They have fought in many a trench. Are they already anticipating the response? Because there's going to be a response to this, just like there was to Bruin, wouldn't you think?
Well, automatically, when the judge gave a 10-day for it, California appealed it. So, again, it didn't just overturn it because it got appealed, and so the ban's still in effect until it goes forward, and likely it'll go to a three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit. What we know about the Ninth Circuit is the largest circuit in the U.S., and it's got 32 judges, and those Ninth Circuit judges have a 45% conservative judges, which means 55% or liberal judges. So 45% is in the Ninth Circuit is best we can hope for, because they will randomly select the three judges for the three judge panel. And so it's a roll of dice, and they have a bigger percentage. But if we get two of those three judges that are conservative on that three judge panel, then the overturn will continue. And then we expect it to be heard at the Ninth Circuit, the full Ninth Circuit. But since the Ninth Circuit is 32 judges, what they do is they randomly select 11 out of the 32 to represent the Ninth Circuit. And again, we're just trying to play numbers and hoping, since we only have 45, that the random selection will be on our side. And if it is on our side, then they will continue, knowing that, or even if it's not on our side, if a liberal judge realizes what the Supreme Court did, saying that you have to go back to the original text of the Constitution by Bruin, meaning that you have to find justification for the ban while the founding fathers were still alive. So even if a liberal judge realizes what the Supreme Court has said, and they might indeed side with what the Supreme Court said about Bruin, and it would push us over the limit, and we would be able to overturn that in the Ninth Circuit, then I truly believe they would appeal it to the Supreme Court one way or another. We will make sure that it gets to the Supreme Court if they strike it down and stuff. So hopefully this assault weapons ban, as they call it, is headed to the Supreme Court. And we got a major win with this federal judge.
Right. Do you think that, given California and their history, do you think there's any way for them to reconfigure their law to where they think, you know, to where they would say, well, okay, we've complied, and so we're going to do this instead? Is there some way for them to reconfigure the law to where they could still have what they want and not be
appealed to the courts? I don't know how they could, because this is a very old case.
Yeah.
And I think the judge or somebody had made reference that our World War II was longer than, or shorter time than this case has taken to work its way up through the court.
That's bad. That's really
the
bad.
The Civil War was a shorter time than it's taken this case to work through. And that's the comparison that they've made, is that governments have stood and fallen in shorter time than this case has been on the book. And so this case needs to be addressed. And obviously, they might try something different if this case gets overturned. If their assault weapons ban gets overturned, they might try something different. And a federal judge overturned the magazine ban, the standard capacity magazine ban,
right,
in California.
Right.
A judge overturned that. But since that had already been to the Ninth Circuit, the Ninth Circuit jumped past the three-judge panel and went back to the original 11 liberal judges that decided on that one. And they basically overturned his decision. And that is still getting fought forward, too. They did a very unprecedented thing when they did that.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Hang on for me for a minute. We're coming up on the first break. Stephen Williford is the Sutherland Springs disruptor, the barefoot avenger, if you will. And he's also a representative of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, the only no compromise gun rights organization out there. I have a very deep history with them. They are absolutely just, I mean, when in the fight for the civil right, they are peerless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am joined by Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. Stephen, when you look at these guys and they look at the Bruin decision, if you look at the Bruin decision, I mean, and just look at various other precedents, like the fact that in Massachusetts, they looked at stun guns where there's 200,000. They decided that was common use. And then you look at the AR-15 where we know there's 24, 25 million of those out there, which ostensibly you would say, well, that must be much more than common use. And yet we have these things.
They actually say it's more like 200 million out there. There's up to 40 million pistol braces out there. They're trying to ban the pistol braces. So if there's 40 million pistol braces, and those are AR-style rifles that those pistol braces are on,
right,
then the 200 million is more likely for an AR-15. That's very common use. It's America's favorite rifle.
And yet they still persist now on trying to ban it. And, you know, one of the sayings that I use from Gun Owners of America is when I end the show, I always say it's not about gun control, it's about total control. Is this just these little these states, these governors, are they just wanting to have their own little fife where they're just exercising control? Because it really doesn't do anything as far as putting a dent in crime to ban a certain semi-automatic class of weapons.
So criminals don't adhere to any laws, and that's why they're called criminals.
Right.
So criminals are going to have what criminals have. And I just got confronted at a event that I was doing, and someone said, why do we need a group like Gun Owners America? Please go to gunowners.org.
Right.
Why do we need you when we can go down there individually and fight at the Capitol? I said, first to know when to go fight at the Capitol and know what bills are coming up. He said, well, I stay in contact and I know every time something's coming up. I say, good for you. And great that you're going down to the Capitol. And great that you're fighting. But Gun Owners of America has over 2.5 million members. And we send out emails to let you know in your area when something's going on. Not everybody has the time to look up every gun control item that comes up in your state and keep track of it. You know, we're too busy with family and raising children and going to work. And
right.
I said, but if you get an email and now you're aware of something and you can go down there, and gun owners will send you an email and let you know. And plus, I would love to see you down at the Capitol. Yeah, let's make a big deal out at your Capitol, with your state. Let's make a big deal. Let's have a good showing. But if you can't make it, we're still down there fighting for you.
Yep.
Well, so if you join, and again, you can find us at gunowners.org. If you join, not only will you be made aware of what's going on in your state, you'll be aware of what's going on in the nation, and you will have an opportunity, and we will send you, when we do petitions, the petition with your representative's address already on it, so you can sign it and send it right in, and that makes a difference.
Well, the reason for gun owners, organizations like Gun Owners of America exist, is because while that person that came to you and said, why can't I go do it? Most of them don't, do they?
Most of them are too busy trying to raise a family and raise money and pay for bills and stuff like that. We make it easy for you to know when to go down there and when to protest and when to fight the fight. We represent you whether you can or not. If you have to work or whatever, we're down there at your Capitol. I've spoken to the United States Senate. They send me to your Capitol. They send me to your Senate or another GOA member or employee to fight for you. Our lawyers are the ones that are signing the lawsuits. As a individual, can you sue? Can you afford to file that lawsuit on your own and sue to get these laws overturned? It takes a lot of money, and it takes 2.5 million gun owners to do that, to be able to afford to fight it. They have George Soros and rich people on their side that want to control this country. You have people like Gun Owners of America. Again, find us at gunowners.org. we fight for you. And together with one voice, a very loud voice, and we're over 2.5 million and growing.
The whole fight part, too. I mean, when you say that, I mean, it is a very vociferous defense that they're putting in place at all times. You know, when Larry was there, Larry was the first one on scene. I'm sure Eric is doing the same. Larry characterized Eric Pratt, who runs Gun Owners of America now, as an upgrade from him. And I have no reason not to believe that that's actually the case. So Gun Owners of America is a very effective organization. Very, very.
We're fighting harder than anybody else. And again, our results, the things that we're getting done and the things that are happening, I've never been more proud to be a part of an organization like Gun Owners of America. Again, if you're going to fight a war, you don't do it as an individual, but you do it as an army.
Yeah.
And Gun Owners of America could be considered the army to fight for you.
Gun Owners of America, they attract the doers. I mean, is Stephen Stambolia still one of the legal counsels? And Olson, is he still there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Both of them are. And, you know, I can tell you that they are great lawyers.
Yeah. Very effective. And,
they are very effective. I love everybody in the organization. I've come to know Eric Pratt really well. You don't get a better man. I think he has 10 kids, and he's fighting for those, you know. So many good people. Antonio Okafor, you know, in charge of our Empower program for women. You know, that's out there trying to get women more active and get into training and things. We've got like Courtney, and she's in charge of going out and speaking to colleges and, you know, conservative college groups and organizing in the college level. We just have so many people. We have our regional directors that make sure that they know what's going on in their states that they're in charge of. We have our state directors, like here in Texas, Wes Burdell takes care of Texas, and he's got a wide territory, and he's got to stay on top of all of what's going on. And that's how an organization works. As an individual, you may be able to do good on your state. We're doing good in every state.
Every state. That's going to have to be the last word, Stephen, because we have run out of time. Thank you, sir. And we'll be talking to Stephen again later on this week. Thank you very much for joining me today. Gunowners.org. We'll be right back.
God bless.
Yes, sir. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The U.S. issuing a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling the U.N. Security Council that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. The House may vote today to select a new speaker. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer has emerged as the Republican nominee following five rounds of closed-door balloting. Elon Musk is expressing the belief that a potential World War III is possible. In a discussion on his social media platform X, the billionaire pointed to the conflicts between Israel and Hamas, as well as Russia's ongoing involvement in Ukraine, as factors contributing to his concern. John Schaefer, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from InvestUSA.com and from also AmericanThinker.com is writer and philanthropist Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show.
Privilege is mine. So the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol is the biggest armed group within the federal law enforcement. I saw that the other day when I was looking at trying to see who has the most guns. Also, they've got to be the only ones that actually have to do their trade on a regular basis. They're sort of spread thin, aren't they?
Well, thin is not the word, if you've ever, which I have, if you've ever been down on the border. You got a few agents to cover miles of territory. No way it can be covered adequately, but that is where, if you really want to do something with the situation, Bill, that's why we've got to have a wall, so that there are only access points where we determine them to be and we have agents available to man them.
Right.
But the way they have it now with open border system, we'd have to have divisions. We'd have to bring in probably double, triple border patrol to have enough agents to adequately man and to cover that kind of territory.
Right.
It's vast. It's huge, Bill, if you've ever been down there. That's a... Yes, we have a big border. There's no question about that.
No question. So, with the border, and especially now, we know that all the things that have come across the border. If somebody came in and was president today, is there enough Border Patrol as it is right now to actually secure the border?
Not even close.
I didn't think so.
Here's what we'd have to do if we had a change in administration today. And quite frankly, we need to talk about that on our show because we have got to do something, because the federal government has abdicated its responsibility under the Constitution to protect this country by allowing for an open border. But that having been said, what we immediately need to happen is we have to immediately finish the wall. we would have to send enough guard units, military units, to make sure that we have patrol the border until it is secure. We'd have to hire thousands of additional border patrol agents to make sure that even with the border wall being secured, that we are able, because, you know, people are always going to try to find ways of breaking in, to monitor it, to keep it safe. And then, quite frankly, we need to have the same border patrol agents, to hire thousands of them, or empower another agency. We need to go back in and find every illegal immigrant that's come across. And there's a reason why we're not being vindictive, because of the fact that we have no idea who they are. They've not been vetted. We know for a fact, just yesterday, Bill, we picked up 8 of the terrorist watch list. We're talking about 8 from Iran, from Hezbollah, from Hamas, trying to enter into America. This is just one day, yesterday. So we know for a fact that we have terrorists all across this country. We need to round up every illegal and vet them. Those that are criminals, those that are terrorists, should be going out in shackles. Those that are maybe perhaps just here for a better lifestyle, then we'll figure out, again, you can't reward illegal behavior with bumping them in front of everybody else, but we'll figure out what to do with those later. But we need to immediately know who's here and who's not and what their background is.
So one of the things I've talked about doing, and I don't know how we, but I mean, we've done it in the past. I mean, under Eisenhower, we went out and rounded up a bunch. We didn't have to round up everybody because when they saw that we were actually doing that, a bunch of them started to self-deport.
Yeah, they started going illegal the other way.
Yeah. Do you think, I read the other day that we have more Venezuelans coming across the border now than we do Mexicans. And
that's correct.
So, and are the I've heard that they're emptying the jails and saying, go to America. Is that what they're doing?
And not just in Venezuela, all across the world. And you look at it from their perspective. Why not? In other words, instead of me having to pay for your maintenance bill,
right,
why not just go ahead and, you know, let you out, get you on a boat, send you to Mexico, and then you can figure it out from there on your own. Saves our taxpayers from having to, you know, to pay for them. That's what the world leaders are thinking. Empty the prisons. Don't need to build any more. Empty the ones that we got. Send them to America. They don't have any ability to catch them anyway. If they do catch them, they got a good chance at staying there anyway. If for some reason they get brought back, we just ship them back over again. Let me come a second go around. What a horrible reputation going to have in the world.
So, I mean,
but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. What would it take? What would it take in terms of manpower for the Border Patrol to be able to actually operate?
They need another 3,500 to 4,000 agents.
Yeah.
At least.
Now, one of the questions I see posed, which is not really, it's an unserious question, about Biden's border solution. Why doesn't it work? Does he actually have a solution besides just leave it open?
Well, let me tell you, this is what they're referring to when you mention that. Biden has now come out. Remember, I'm changing my position now. I'm going to secure the border. We need to take a look at building the wall because I need more money to build the wall. So everybody's all excited. Wow, he's suddenly 180 degrees. He's going to build the wall and shut down. No, let's take a look at what he said. First of all, there was money appropriated under Trump in 2019 to build a section of the wall. Interesting what the Republicans did. They didn't just appropriate the money. They said that if it wasn't spent on the wall, a specific area was given, there are criminal penalties if it was not done within 4 years. That time was expiring. There's no way you could get, even if they had Democratic control, they wouldn't vote to undo that. So the Biden administration was being faced with criminal prosecution if they didn't try to build. So he used that language. And they said, hey, folks, we're going out tomorrow. I got my shovel in my hand. We're going to finish building the wall. No, we're going to build the wall, but if I don't build the wall, I'm going to go to jail. That was his portion to build the wall. Then he comes back and says, I need more money. You're thinking he's wanting more money to build the wall. But when you look at his budget request, here's what the money is. It has absolutely nothing to do with the wall, with the Border Patrol, or anything along those lines. He wants more money to, quote-unquote, help process and to pay for the processing of illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
What does he mean by paying for the process? Right now, when you come across, I'm just using an illustration, the numbers are 100-fold higher than what I'm saying, but let's just say 10 people, well, 100 people come across, we can't see them from 10 to 20, so you've got percent. So you got 10 or 20 that we catch out of the 100 that came across. You bring them to the processing station. The processing station says, you know what? We're backed up. Can't get to all y'all. We can probably get to two of y'all. So the other 10 to 18 people, here's what we're going to do with you. You go on ahead and leave. Tell us where you want to go. We'll pay for the ticket. We'll provide you a cell phone. We'll give you a monthly stipend, et cetera, et cetera. And then, oh, by the way, what do you do in return? When you get there, check in with one of our local agencies and give a court date so we can take a look at what you really should be allowed to be here or not.
Right.
Well, you know that never happens before.
Sure.
But so here's what Joe Biden is asking for. We need more money because we got so many of them coming across. We're running out of money how to pay to ship them across the country. And plus you got states now that are complaining saying, this thing can cost me for us to have to pay for all these illegals. We want the federal government to kick in, start paying more. That's the money he's asking for. He's not doing a thing for national security.
Right. He's not stopping anything. He's just making it for the ones coming across.
Exactly.
And now, when you say this, this is part of this $100 billion he's trying to get right now?
Correct.
Yeah. I saw the breakdown on that. And, I mean, he's spending most of it on Ukraine.
80%.
Yeah. So, I look at that.
80%, 16% goes to Israel, and 4% goes to the border.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all about the services and everything. I don't mind them. I'll tell you what I don't mind when we get back. But, Michael Letts, you can find a lot of his writings at AmericanThinker.com, which has a very interesting mix and blend of writers that cover all things conservative in the United States today. Also, he has given away well over 11,000 vests to law enforcement. You can't find too many other people that have done that. I mean, that kind of commitment. And when I say given, I mean given pro bono. InvestUSA. Is that InvestUSA.org?
.org, yes. Charity.org.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org and American Thinker. We're talking about the border and some of the money that was earmarked that you were talking about, Michael. This was all about services for the illegal aliens. How much would it cost us, you think? Do you think it would be a savings to invest in some luxury buses and instead of, you know, shipping them all over the United States, we just take them back to where they came through and then invest in a cruise line to sail them down the length of Central America to at least it takes them some time to retraverse Central America? Would that save money?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful idea. The only thing I would tweak it a little bit on, Bill, is we got a bunch of old school buses. I'm sure we can, you know, we can drive down there and probably leave.
Yeah.
Probably get them to actually be the only driver. And we got plenty of cargo ships that were, you know, more than happy to take additional cargo. We can ship them all day long.
I was just thinking about the services, you know. I was just thinking we could be nice to them and everything else. But, I mean, really what this boils down to is, and the one thing that doesn't get mentioned, like in New York City, right, They set together a budget to run the city, which they are always running in the red. But then they got $114,000, which is a drop in the bucket compared to their regular population.
Right.
And they're going broke because that money was not budgeted to take care of that. So now they're cutting back on services that they were paying for in order to try to cover that. The federal government doesn't seem to actually operate under those constraints. They just seem to think, well, you know, this money doesn't even exist, so let's just go ahead and allocate it anyway.
Yeah, we just print more money. You know, I mean, that's what the federal government looks at it every time. Of course, part of that is an ultimate strategy, and I keep saying this to viewers all across the country. You know, what is the ultimate objective? The ultimate objective is we have philosophies that are right now represented by the leftist Democratic ideology party to destroy America. And what they want to do is, you can't, what I mean by destroy America, they want to control the country.
Right.
They can't control people who are armed, so they're doing everything they can, defund the police, tell you they're idiots, get rid of police, so that they can have violent crime increase. So they can go in and say, don't be fearful, we're going to go in and control it. And they've already said this publicly, violent crime is caused by guns, not by the person that pulls the trigger, but by guns. The other thing they want to do is they want to bankrupt this country and shut down its economy. So shut down its ability to defend itself by taking all its firearms, shut down its ability to be productive by shutting down its economy. Well, what better way to shut down an economy than to just spend a lot more than you bring in. They could go bankrupt. And we were able to do that for decades and decades, borrow money from the Chinese. But you know, the Chinese are fixing to go bankrupt. Somebody's got to start paying the bill at some point in time, Bill.
Right.
And we're not able to, and that's their goal and objective. I was telling them on a show I just came on before yours. You know, you talk about what you should we do. We're talking about this foreign aid to Ukraine, to Israel, and love Israel. Israel's a different situation. But even Israel right now, we can't afford to pay our own light bill. I can't pay yours too, Bill. We need to shut down all foreign aid and pay off our debts in this country and secure our borders, secure our people. Then we can decide from there where we need to go as a country.
Right. Well, that's not something they're used to doing. I mean, like you said, just printing money and making do and going forward with the full faith and credit of the United States, which must be like priceless, because it always seems to, it never reaches its limit.
It never does. And, you know, the scary part about it, and we know this for a fact, I'm not giving you my opinion, it's not a conspiracy theorist. They know for a fact that when we produce foreign aid, or whether we produce tremendous amount of expenditures on particular programs, you look in the fine print, you look at the lobbyists that or the organizations that the monies are going to, then you look at what those organizations, who they support, they always find a way of throwing that money back to themselves. It's a cash cow. That's why nobody wants to vote against it. I mean, you know, why would I want to vote to take money out of my own pocket? And they don't. It's because they're politicians and not statesmen. That's the problem.
Right. Well, I mean, most of that money, the $60 billion out of that $100 is going to Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine's just they may as well just put a Maytag label on it. They're just a money laundering state. It's not like they're some downtrodden country. They are actually a criminal enterprise when they're not being invaded by Russia.
Correct. And you know the funny part about it, Bill, is who ever heard of a giving money and not keeping accountable and keeping track of it, you know? But this is what we do with Ukraine. Okay, we're going to give you all these military programs, these military ordinances. As soon as they leave our docks, we don't know where they go.
Right.
As soon as that cash plane leaves our airspace, we don't know where it goes. We don't know how they spend it. Never heard of the stupidity. And of course, the liberal left Democrat ideology is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, I think, in history. And we have seemed to have an outbreak of it in this country.
Right. Well, I mean, I look at some of the stuff they do. Did you see where supposedly Lake City is going to, or they have canceled 30% of their civilian contracts for 556? You see that?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're going to say that's because of what's going on in Israel, because I think 556 is their caliber as well, and they're going to say, well, we got to cut back on production for that because we're probably going to have to ramp up production for this. And it's always one of those things that it's not real, it's not true.
Well, it's amazing. I think you mentioned it on your show before, Bill. When America is last and not first, and what our endeavors are,
right?
It hurts its people tremendously. And that's where we are with this administration. And it's not just this administration. The Obama administration did the same thing.
Right.
When America's last, then they're first. And they want to do what benefits them. If it's sending money across the ocean so that somebody comes back into their pockets, hey, they don't think twice about it. That kind of stuff has to stop. You know, we have got to totally restructure our judicial system. We've got to get this swamp drained. We've got to hold people accountable for their actions and make sure the rest of the world sees it. So that if you ever decide you want to do that again in America, you better think twice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing, have you noticed there's about 25 of the members of the House that didn't want Jordan to be the Speaker of the House and all this other stuff, and it's sort of interesting that I kind of think all of those guys are probably the ones that are part of the deep state that aren't, I mean, that's what's holding things up. We got this handful of members in the House that make things go sort of sideways. Although I'm sort of enjoying the fact that they're not spending any money right now.
Yeah, you know, but you hit the nail on the head. Nobody wants to give up the system.
Yeah.
They make too much of it. They like the control. They don't want you to question anything. And we're in an epic battle and struggle between good and evil.
Right.
This is the culminating of it. If we lose this fight, Bill, Things are not going to be pretty for generations to come.
I'm going to be coming down to Columbia to borrow a vest. I might not have need for it.
Well, you want me to tell you a funny side story. We are getting calls from all across the country and from Israel. I'm not talking about IDF. Now, remember, I told you about helping the IDF.
Right.
We're getting calls from citizens in Israel wanting to know how they can purchase a vest. Because that's just the climate and the society we're beginning to live in now.
Right.
It's coming to America.
Right.
So it's not far-fetched. You know, people say, oh, I want one of those vests. They're joking with me. It won't be too much for you. You won't be joking. You will be needing a vest of your own, not just law enforcement.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to be down in Columbia and I'm going to call you up and I'll be like, hey, let me test drive one of these things here. I mean, I have
you got it. You'd love to have you.
I've got front and black. I've got a plate carrier with front and back plates. I've got both soft and hard body armor, but I don't know. I might would like
to try. You don't have any titanium plates like these.
Probably don't. That's probably true. So I'll have to come down there and we'll have to have a little chat, you and I. But yeah. This is always a developing story when it comes to the border, back to the border. And because the border means that what's going on in Israel, what's happened at the border means we got it here.
That's correct.
It's in the interior of the United States. So, Mike, I'm about to run out of time. Michael Letts, investusa.org. They have a donate button. Go there and donate. You will be able to, you'll be helping Michael give away vests to law enforcement. And he's looked at the numbers. He's barely touched the tip of the iceberg with the ones he's given away. He wants to give away so many more. Also, go check him out. Go search him out on American Thinker. His articles are very, there's critical thinking involved in that, and anytime that makes you think, that's a good article. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. Always a privilege. Look forward to doing that again.
Roger that. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The line.